I know too.
Chovas Halvavos, Sunday night, Men's Shir, Orly and Aleph, Sivan Shar HaKniya. We're at the end of Perek Shishi. The Chovas Halvavos wants us to develop Kniya, so he wants us to think about certain things, and he will say in the last paragraph, or up to the next to the last paragraph, maybe we'll start from Bahashishi on page Resh Beis, on the bottom Hashishi. These are the things you think about. If you think about these things, you will develop Kaniya, because they will humble you. And it's very hard to be arrogant when you're thinking about if you truly, you know, it's a Chovas Halvavos, if you just pay lip service and you say these things, like you say the Sheish Zechiros after davening, so it's not going to do it much good. But if you contemplate them and you think about them, then the Chovas Halvavos guarantees you will develop Kaniya, because it's not possible not to. So we'll start with the first three was really, we said Ma'ayan Bosa, we talked about that, and La'anat HaHolech, it talked about death and what happens to the body when you die. The very fact of death is also, right? And number two was the vicissitudes of life, how fragile and puny man is. Number four was to think about what you owe Hashem and how you're not meeting your obligations. Number five is, and maybe we need someone. Okay, Eitan, I'm requesting of you. Remember I told you that they have that thing with 10 times to the 10 power? It goes up to the cosmos, and then it goes down. So I have it now on my computer. I have an updated version. There's an updated version with a person's hand in a park. It's the newest version. So if you want to, whoever wants, give Eitan your email address, and I'll send it out to everybody if you see it. And this is the largest paragraph in Perek Shishi, and it's good old Shar HaBechina. It's, you know, thinking about the Bria and how dumbfounded we are. And really, you know, people stand by the Sahara Desert or by the Grand Canyon, and they talk about it afterwards that they feel puny and insignificant. You look at the stars, even if you just with a naked eye, you have a clear night, and you could see it, you feel insignificant. So, koshkin, you think about the Bria Becholos, and you'll see the slideshow, you'll feel insignificant, and you realize the godless Hashem, which we're almost embarrassed to think about. But you have to think about it. Chovas Halvavos wants you to think about it and develop Kaniya. So that was number five. Number six on page Resh Beis is Poshet Yiras HaOnesh. And the focus of Onesh is on people who are not Nichna. The focus of Onesh is on, he calls Balei Gaiva, Kasha Yukra Sefer Hashem. The Yira Godel Onesh Hashem V'iyumov Al Balei HaHesnasus V'Hesporus. Why? Because really that's what it takes. To do an Aveira B'mezid, you have to have it. We learned in Tanya Thursday night that every lav is a form of Avodah Zarah, and every asay is a form of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. When you listen to Hashem, you're affirming who He is, and when you disobey Hashem, it's not always so blatant and so prost and so open, but you're in effect denying His mastery over the world, and you're worshipping yourself, not just Hashem. So, although what the Chovas Halvavos says sounds a little funny, but it's not really that funny at all. He says that Hashem will punish Balei Gaiva. That's really what it boils down to, that you feel either you know better than Hashem, or you don't mind tweaking Hashem's nose and getting Him upset, and you have your own agenda to fulfill. And that's the opposite of Kniya. For Godel Hashgachoso b'nechnoim uva'anovim, so Yikon v'yashpel atzmo. You certainly want to be on the good guy's side. But Komro banshi hagavus v'hagava, enei gavus odom shofel, will be brought down. If you think about Haman, really his gaiva, the Gemara describes, and you really see it in the Megillah, it was his gaiva that made him, well, that was his gaiva that egged him on to do what he was doing. Hitler, tremendous gaiva, you read the books. Ulrishon, Paro is the epitome of gaiva when you say, Li Yaori Vani Asisini, and I made myself Paro Mi Hashemesh Aresh Mabakolo. This is all Gaiva Dika modes. Einei Gavus Adam Shofel Veshach Rumanoshim Nitzkav Shem Avadu Biyomahu Kiyom Lashem Tzfokos Al Kol Geya Varam Al Kol Nisa Veshofel Vomar B'Shtei Akidos Modin Anovim Hashem Mash B'Roshom Adi Oretz Vomar, we say Magbi Eshfalim, right? Moses Magbi Eshfalim, right? We say in the Shachris Mash B'Roshom. Rambani saw Gadolvan Agam Mashpil Geyim Umagbiya Shvalim. Right, if you daven Sfard, you had a couple words there, which I'm not familiar with because I don't daven Sfard. But Omar Mashpil Shoma Deoretz, I believe, Umagbiya Shvalim Ade Morom, something like that. But Omar Kiroma Shom Vashafol, Kiroma Shem Vashafol Yireh, Omar Banov Vanov Yershu Oretz, Vesam Gol Rov Shalom, we're on the top of Resh Gimel. For Omar Yan Moshe Hashem will see the Vaser Anovim Shlochani Lachlos Lishbrei Lev Likro Lishvuyim Dror. Hashem likes people who are humble, who even if they're humble because they're in jail and they're Nishbrei Lev. That's a brochen of people. People like after the Holocaust, you know, broken people. This is Nishbrei Lev. V'lasurim pekach koach likro shnas rotzon Hashem v'yom nokom. V'omer kichorim amar manisos shachnam v'kodesh bo morim v'kodesh eshkon v'stakosh v'al ruach. Really, that's what we say Motzei Shabbos. If you say it, chamokom shatam motzei gedulosol shel hakadosh baruch hu shom otom motzean v'son uso, it means hakadosh baruch hu, so to speak, has an affinity because they're bottled to him. That's why, because we're talking about anovim vis-a-vis hakadosh baruch hu. So they're bottled to him, so he's close to them. Vomav lifnei shever ga'on, that was a pasuk that the Gemara Megillah uses by Haman. Lifnei kishalon golva ruach. Vashvi, number 7. So number 6 was to examine the psukim and see that this is the root of chet, and then Hashem punishes balei gaiva. The psukim doesn't say special in the psukim that Hashem punishes balei kas. Hashem punishes other balei atzlus, people who are lazy. But there's always a hadgosha on Hashem punishing the arrogant. Vashvi, number 7, is you see how quickly things change. Right? If you know, again, like I remember when Russia fell. Mom was like, boom. I remember following the news. Like every day it was... Before you knew it, a huge empire was nothing. Now we just experienced in Egypt and in other countries, right? Overnight, you just see, you could be sitting on top of the world, you could be a representative in the House of Representatives in New York, sitting on top of the world, you could be the head of the World Bank, and the next day, you're in Rikers Island, boom, nothing, like nothing. You can go from top of the world to being in Rikers Island, and you're begging for bail. The judge doesn't want to give you bail, and you're right. All these guys, man, over, boom. This representative now is mavuza in front of the whole world. And he's a tremendous Bal Gaiva. It happens to Bal Gaiva. And then, so when you see that, think about things that occur that mamish overnight, immediately. Top to bottom, you're on top of the world, all of a sudden your whole world is turned over upside down. Sometimes it happens the other way too. Kashayira hishapchus matzovi habrios ba'olam. If he contemplates and thinks, sees, means contemplates, what happens to people in this world. Umehirus hisporkus hamamlochos hamemsholos bo. You know, I don't know when he lived. He lived in the turn into the 20th century. You know, but we certainly saw that. We saw it in Russia. Actually, people that were alive in the Russian Revolution in 1919 saw the whole Tsarist Empire, right? The whole Turkish Empire, right? Overnight, the whole thing wasn't overnight. But in terms of a historical process, it's not natural the way it just... Afterwards, it's natural, because someone writes a history book and explains how the whole thing happened. But B'shas Maisa, it's like... It's like things are out of control. Things are spinning out of control. Doesn't look like there's anybody leading it. It just feeds upon itself, and before you know it, the biggest geya is knocked down. So that's what he says. Think about history or current events. The havoras on shami matzav lematzav, like I just told you, four examples in the last 2 weeks in the news. Not that anybody knows what I'm talking about, chas v'shalom, but maybe you might have heard something. He doesn't know what I'm talking about. Maybe the tzaddik, mamish, but you can't do the chavis halavas. You see?
I believe they're up.
Okay, so I'll be your Shabbos goy. Hashkosas uma latzlochas acheres, and how one nation could collapse and the other nation benefits from it, right? Whether it's a war or the economy or whatever it happens to be. The sofa kol olam avos, and you know, who said in the long run we'll all be dead. Ka'omro katzon l'shol shatu mavos yirem. Ozikona v'lo suzuach datu b'mu'umim in yoni olam azeh. How can you feel stable and feel comfortable and feel confident? Now again, don't think that the Chavos Halvavos wants you to walk around a basket case and go for therapy, although maybe you should. But that's not what his point is. His point is always vis-a-vis Hashem, that you know that you have nothing but to rely on. You could rely on your position, money, power, anything. And if you go through the archives of newspapers, within the last 5 years, you'll see, boom, upside down. It doesn't take much. The Russian Empire collapsed like the Tsarist Empire collapsed. So they have explanations for it after it happens. That's what you have to... That's the nature of people, because they want to deny Hashem. And it did happen that way. But nobody would have predicted it. No one would have said... The whole intifada, nobody remembers. In Israel, the whole intifada happened because of some silly parachute. Some parachute jumpers, they jumped down, they fell in the wrong place. The whole thing started from a nothing. And it turned over the whole Medina Israel. Below Yeshua and Belibo, Shum Dover Mimeno. The point is not to rely on anything. Kom Rosh HaGever Shasam Hashem Iftachol, Volfon Al Rahavim. That's the bottom line point.